Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Aaron in this morning from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Lots to talk about, as always, with Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Pleasure to be here, as always.
It is good to have you here. It's with us now into spring, and looking forward to what's ahead at Riverside. We'll get into a lot of that this morning.
I cannot believe. I mean, everything goes fast in my business because we're always a year or two ahead. But it is. It seems like we just had holidays, and now here it is. We're approaching April.
Exactly. And here was today. So I'm looking in, and I'm looking at Little Women right now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the. I'm paging through what's going on, and after Sweeney Todd, it's A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's got to be another page here of other shows.
No.
And to be, already, into another show is just amazing.
I'm going to be directing Guys and Dolls, and I will be starting rehearsals in less than 3 weeks. So, and that's our spring into summer show. So that'll be the fourth show of the season. So it just it
How
keeps
can
rolling
that be?
Along. No, it
can,
oh no, actually the third show
third
this season.
Show
I'm sorry.
Season, yeah.
So yeah. So we'll be once Guys and Dolls gets up, we're pretty much almost halfway through the season.
In the fall, we did a podcast, you and I, on Sweeney Todd, and to me that seemed like it was just way ahead, and now it's just around the bend.
We have auditions for Sweeney Todd on April 1st and 2nd, so which is next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm in the midst of getting all my stuff together for Guys and Dolls, and at the same time I'm going into casting for Sweeney Todd, which I'm also directing. So, thank God there's a mousetrap in between.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, which brings up, as fast as things move, as you look at this lineup and see shows you want, you ought to get tickets because tickets aren't always, or especially tickets that you might want, may not always be available in the theater you want.
Exactly, yeah. And especially now that we've shortened our runs over at Riverside. So you might get the Christmas show will run about 8 weeks, but everything else, Guys and Dolls will run 7. Currently, Little Women is 6 weeks. Mousetrap is 6 weeks, and Sweeney Todd will be 7. So there's no more of those, 9-10 weekers like Sound of Music. We're trying to condense the year and plan fiscally and financially smart, and it gets the people in. That want to see the show. Sometimes you give people the feeling when it's a long run, we've got so much time.
We got time. We do.
And we've created that climate of everybody gets in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And now trying to get the urgency out that, if it's a real hit show, you're going to be, out in the rain or way up on E tier if you don't get your tickets, soon. And what I like about Riverside right now, and it's not just me saying this, but all our patrons are saying it, reviewers are saying it, there's not a bad show at Riverside.
No.
It may not be everybody's favorite thing, whatever the story or the music is, but our shows are very well done, and everybody keeps commenting on that. So, take a chance. I always say I think season tickets are great because even if you find that there's one that you don't like, you could give those tickets away to a family member or a friend, and you get the season tickets and you get your bookings out of the way. So you're in, you've got the seats you want, there you have it.
And some of those shows that you look at and think, I wouldn't like that. You end up going and seeing some of those shows and you think, that's one of the better things I've seen.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, you might not think it's going to be a musical and, you know, a story that lends itself. Yeah. And then you walk out and it becomes one of your favorite shows of all time. We had a lady that was there this past week for Little Women, and she came up to me and she said, "My God, I mean, it's just amazing. Everything you do here is absolutely wonderful." She said, "You know, I love the story of Little Women, but I couldn't imagine it a musical."
Yeah.
And it far exceeded my expectations. She said how the music lent itself to the emotionality of the piece, and you know, she was in tears at the end, and so
that's got to make
take
you,
a chance.
That's got to make you feel really good when you have somebody like that who comes in with low expectations, or I'm probably not going to like this. Because it's one thing to come in and say, "We love The Sound of Music,"
kind
of things, but to have something where someone does come in with low expectations,
precisely,
And that speaks well, and we'll talk about Little Women when we come back after the break in a second. But you know, that speaks well of the cast, that they're so invested in this.
You know, we were just in auditions for Mousetrap this past Monday and Tuesday. Last night I sat with our director for the callbacks. The amount of new talent that continues to come through our doors is really amazing. You know, the word is out now. I mean, for the last solid 10 years, our name has become synonymous with great theater. And so the word is out to people that live in New York that are pursuing this, people around the country, of course, people in our area, that, boy, I think I want to work there because everybody says what great shows they do. And that gives us the foundation of continuing to get better and better and better.
Yeah. Oh, and you have had lately some young talent that we're going to be hearing from, hopefully on the Riverside stage a lot more, but I think even,
as far as
know,
I'm
nationally.
Concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, that's the other thing. People do come, and even when they make a name for themselves, they want to come back. They have come back. They've done well on the stage, and they've been able to come back, and they come back as directors, or, you know, they take on other roles.
Yeah, I believe every person in the cast of Little Women has been on our stage once before. Whether it be Ashley Berry, who's playing the main role of Jo March, her fifth show with us, or her husband who came to us with Jersey Boys, and then he was in Beautiful. This is his third show. So it's just amazing to see how people love coming back, and that's the mark of a good theater. Because a lot of actors will say, "Oh, I don't want to work there anymore. Oh, I didn't care for that. Oh, you know." And we've got everybody can't wait to come back. So,
and you get more. It just adds to the talent you have to choose from.
Oh yeah,
you've got a wider. You get a wider and a deeper bench.
Yeah.
Of people to be able to call on.
Yep. So, you know, my cast for Guys and Dolls, I'm just so excited about. We've got some, you know, people that you've seen on our stage before. We've got some brand new people that are first timers coming to Riverside. And it just all continues. We keep that cart rolling along.
Exactly.
And do the best. Yeah.
Couple more things on that before we'll take a break and come back and talk about that, and we'll talk about Little Women and what's coming up at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com. Little Women through April 26th. Patrick Ahern here, more on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, in this morning. We're going to talk about Little Women. This is the show as we go along this morning. But one of the things, as you talked, Patrick, just about the people coming back and the more and more people that want to come here. What a great what that just says so much about Riverside.
Yeah,
that you're able to do that, and it makes, because so often you'll have someone in a show, you know, pick a show, and someone's in a show, and you'll see them in their role and think they'd be good in that role, And then that determines a lot of times what, you know, a future show is going to be. If you can plug someone in, if they're going to fit perfectly there, then that helps. That helps you come up with the lineup for a year from now.
Yeah, it happened. Saturday night was our gala opening for Little Women. And at the party after, three of the girls that were in Little Women were off together in a little corner chatting and giggling. And I looked at the three of them and I went, oh, well, there are my three girls for, you know, this show that I'm considering for 2027. So, you know, I'm always in the moment. And like I tell actors, you're always auditioning.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who's watching at what moment. And that's what the great thing is about Riverside, is that we are, if people are really talented and strong and we like you, good team player, you're going to come back. I mean, that's our history. I think that's why people like working for us. And you know, they enjoy working for us. We create a great space for them to hone their craft. And I think that the majority of everybody that directs at Riverside, Carson, our music director, is terrific. And then the way we do the sets and the costumes and staging, you know, it's something that everybody's proud of. They invite people from outside the area to come and see them, and then those people go, "Oh my God, I want to work there." And
builds it on itself.
Yeah, and the other thing, I have to give props. One of the nice things that we have at Riverside is the availability to house people that we hire from out of town. We rent a house out on 17, Route 17. That is what we call the cast house. And we can generally have five or six people in the house. It's got four bedrooms, and it's, you know, it's really conducive to multiple people dwelling there.
Yeah.
It's zoned as commercial property, so we can do that at that house. But the other nice thing is our neighbors right up the road on Sanford Drive, the Holiday Inn, Carrie, who is the general manager over there, and all the people at the Holiday Inn are so supportive of Riverside, and they will house a couple of our actors that might come in from New York or whatever, and they do it gratis. They love being partners with us. They love doing things with us, and I can't thank them enough. Our actors love staying there, and they always treat our actors so beautifully and so nicely. And so all those things add up to, God, I love working there, because I'm going to not only have a great time in the rehearsal process and the performing process, but I know I'm going to have a decent place to stay. And of course, everybody that comes here loves Fredericksburg and loves Stafford County, the downtown area of Fredericksburg, all the beautiful country sides in Stafford and Spotsy, and people are just delighted with our area. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That does play a big role. You don't think of that. You just think of coming to work, doing the show. But in off hours, on the days when you don't have a show, you want to have a good feeling and a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and if you don't do that, as much as you like Riverside, if it's like, yeah, but when it's not a show, wow, right, it's boring.
Right. It's really important how a company such as us treats our performers, because, you don't always get that. I mean, there's this propensity to in show business, and I say this because it's happened to me before, that some producers will see actors as a commodity, or they're dime a dozen, or if you're not going to take it, there's another one that's going to fill your, and so they don't particularly always provide the best accommodations, or they may put you in accommodations that are so remote from getting anywhere, and sometimes they provide you with no transportation, so you end up walking if you want to go to a store
feeling that,
right, and you feel isolated, and I've been there. Yeah. I have been there at some of the what so-called better theaters in the country to work at, and then I get there and I'm like, oh my God, what am I? And luckily, I love walking, but and I lived in New York for so long, so I was used to my legs being my transportation. But at least with Riverside, you know, it's conducive where where the building is. Of course, the Holiday Inn being right there, you know, you can safely try to walk over to the area where Target is and a few restaurants over there. And we do have a company vehicle that people can use to get to grocery stores and stuff. So it's you know, you want to treat people like you'd like to be treated yourself. And that's one thing I feel important, that we do our best to do that at Riverside.
It's just those little things, those things you don't think about. That's what I mean. These everybody has lives, and you want to do things. It's things, just even things like when you bring people in here. I've had people like before you've come, and you kind of get to know them, and they're talking, and they've said, several people have said to me over the years that we like when you ask to do this kind of thing, because it helps us later with just media questions. But and others say, you know, I've got parents or grandparents that are going to listen to this morning, or I can send it to. So it's just these little things that you kind of can provide people.
And see, for me, again, I always go back to my history. I know how much I would enjoy it when I was touring with a big show or at a regional theater in some area of the country and, you know, playing one of the main roles, and they would invite me to do television or radio, and I'd be like, wow, this is so, you know, because it's all part of honing who you are and your craft. And a lot of theaters don't do that. They don't want to bother with, you know, they'll say, oh, that's going to tire the actors, or, oh, we don't want to have to wake them up early in the morning. They don't even give them the opportunity to say no.
Right.
And from my perspective as a performer, I relish those opportunities, so I love giving people that opportunity as I had, you know, and they really enjoy it coming in.
It's fun. I enjoy it. It's great to get to know the people on stage are like, they're like all of us. They all have the same kinds of...
And so many times when somebody comes back, they'll say to me, are we going to do Ted show? Are we going to get to do
that? Yeah, when they come back,
so they know. They know that, oh, wow, you know, hopefully we're going to be doing that. So, you know, and it's almost a thing now, Ted, over at Riverside, where some of them are like, oh, well, I didn't get asked to do it this time. Wow. So-and-so got asked.
Right, yeah.
So it's like the thing to do.
We've had some really memorable shows over the years, and it has been, and it's just... Because a lot of times people will say, well, did you have them sing? And we don't do that. Just because
every now and then we've had somebody sing like a line or something like that. But most of them don't want
to
start singing at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But every now and then you'll get somebody, you know. Heck, Sally Struthers will come out and sing for you at 7 in the morning.
She has created songs for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And, But yeah, no, and just to have the Sallys or the, you know, the Karen Grassleys, the people, you know, when you get a chance to see that's something that's really a bonus.
Yeah.
When you get those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But you have really, especially for the up and coming people, have given them a platform.
Yeah.
And they've all gone, and boy, what talent you see every show. There's so much talent.
Yeah, there. When I was watching the auditions last night with Andrew Foote, who is married to Adrian Hick.
Yeah.
Andrew starred in our production of Bridges of Madison County with Adrian. They just did Next to Normal together. Terrific performer, and he's been itching to direct, and so he said, well, you know, would you consider having me come in to maybe be your assistant on Guys and Dolls? And I called him up and I said, well, rather you be my assistant, why don't you just direct? And he went, really? And so he's directing Mousetrap.
He's directing, okay.
Yeah. And it was just great to see him in action, and you know, every director has their way of doing things, and I was fascinated by the knowledge of he's acted in The Mousetrap before. So just the way he was working with some of the actors at callbacks last night and giving them their what to think about and their motivation for a scene. And it was I just sat back and I went, you know, this is really great because we have a group of people that are multi-talented. You know, not only do they perform, but they direct, they choreograph, they music direct. It's really wonderful.
And to get somebody like that, you know, who knows how many more things he'll direct, but just getting new directors.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fresh perspective. Yep. It's not like they always do this.
Yeah, because I have to have at least four a season because I with my schedule now, you know, I try not to do more than two. And I probably soon will like to pare it down to just one. So I'm always looking. I'm always keeping my eyes open for really good people to come in and direct. And, you know, some of our best directors have been actors that have worked at Riverside.
Yeah.
Quinn Vogt-Welch, who has been in several shows with us, beautiful voice, wonderful actor. She directed To Kill a Mockingbird, and she did a beautiful job with that. So it's Now, Carson. Carson has directed Little Women and done such a fantastic job. So
He's a great example of you know, always being spectacular with the music, but then being in a show, now directing, and you become better at everything, I would think, by having different roles.
The multifaceted facetness of the people that work for us is really great. Yeah.
So we were talking about, you know, how fast the year has gone. We're way early for talking about the next season, but in your mind, is next season pretty buttoned down already?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 are buttoned down.
Okay.
2, I'm waiting on the licensing to be approved for 2 of the big shows. So,
You always have to.
Yeah.
You got to look ahead and.
Yeah. But I will tease with this because I know everybody loves this show. I said I didn't think I would do it again because I didn't know if I could ever equal it. And everybody has twisted my arm hard enough to please do Les Mis again.
I was just going to say, are you? Because it's been, what, 8, 9 years now?
It's been 13 years.
Where has time gone?
13 years, yeah. And now they've just finished this national tour that has been out for quite some time. I think it's been like 3 or 4 years, so the rights have been on hold. But I think it's wrapping up sometime in June. And so the rights, I notice, are becoming available again. So I think we'll have something like that in the in 2028.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say anything. I will say one, because everybody's been waiting for it, and finally I have a signed license for Clue, the play Clue. And I will have Sally Struthers in to play Mrs. Peacock, and a director from Los Angeles who does a magnificent staging of Clue will be coming in for that. So that's one of the shows in 2027.
Okay, because that would have got taken away. It was last year. We were going to.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, okay, wow.
3 years worth.
I can't keep up with time.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that conversation. That was everyone was waiting
back
for
and
that.
Back and forth. That they put a tour out of it, and it, you know, was a equity tour. Then they transferred into a non-equity tour, and
Riverside, DT.com, if you want to have a front row, literally, to all of these great shows. Patrick Ahern is here. We'll continue on this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Good stuff with Patrick Ahern with Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, riversidedt.com. It is A Little Women through April the 26th. I can't wait to see it just because the movie a few years ago to me was really touching.
Yeah, you had mentioned that.
And then to put the whole Broadway musical part of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I look forward to it.
The music is quite lovely. Jason Howland is the composer, and I guess the story really lends itself to a musical score. I mean, it furthers the plot. It adds beautiful emotionality to the show.
It is an emotional show.
Yeah, the incidental music from scene change to of scenes is wonderful, and our cast is spectacular. There's not a weak link on that stage. It's a cast of 10, and they tell the story beautifully. Carson Eubank, my associate artistic director, it's his directorial debut at Riverside, and so proud of him. So detailed, beautifully directed. He was on point with every facet, from the acting to the music to the set design and the lighting, collaborating with all the creative team. And the people that have been in to see it thus far has absolutely loved it. The comments that you can read on social media or the reviews of the show have been great. Ashley Berry, who most people have known her from beautiful Carole King. She was in Ghost with us. She did the narrator and Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And she and Carson performed together, and they're playing our song. Ashley's a major talent.
She was just last month. She was in.
Yeah, boy. And she's not only a super talent, but she's such a nice person. She pours her heart into everything she does. And then, you know, how nice that she gets to work with Matt Berry, her husband. The two of them have known each other for quite some time. They got married this past November.
Yeah.
I attended their wedding. And that's the nice thing, too, about Riverside. If there is a husband and wife or a partners that both perform or some facet in musical theater or when we do plays, whatever the case may be, I'm all for a couple working together, because I think it gives them a chance to be together and to also work together, and because that doesn't always happen that way.
But it really has worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
The times you've done it,
yeah.
The shows themselves have been really strong.
Well, I mean, you can't ask for better chemistry,
yeah.
Especially if they're playing if they're coupled as a husband and wife or boyfriend girlfriend or whatever in the story. But it's another one of those perks, I think, for actors that make them want to work with us, because you know, a lot of times it doesn't always happen that way. A lot of times, you know, you're married, you're living in New York, and this one's going this direction to do something, that one's going that direction, or they're going on the road for a year. But so it's nice to be able to allow people to spend some time together and doing what they love to do. So it all of those things make us stronger at Riverside. So, but Ashley's tremendous. Matt is terrific. Very, very funny in the show. Got a lovely voice. Of course, you've got Andrea Kahane as Aunt March, and Ian Lane plays a great part in the show. Our regulars.
They are so good.
The
two of them are so good.
Oh, yeah, they're great. And then Greg Garrett, who first came our way, gosh, it's going on, was it 2017, 2018, one of our first Christmas spectaculars. She does an uncanny Judy Garland impersonation.
Oh, yeah,
and
she does.
She was tremendous, and then she was in Mamma Mia for us. She's back to play Marmee, the mother, in Little Women. She does a beautiful job. And then, you know, the four sisters, Sarah Anderson, who's always top-notch, and Madison Cox, and Ella, who was Liesel in Sound of Music. So, the four sisters just really bonded beautifully together. And Jarrett Bloom, who has worked for us before in several shows, Jersey Boys and Ragtime. So it's nice to have a group together who have all worked at Riverside, but maybe not necessarily together. And you know, or bond. Oh, and Ari Maseka, who was the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, is playing the professor, and he's such a talent as well. So
really good.
So it's like everybody has been saying, the cast is just spectacular, and you know, everybody comments, "Where do you find the talent?" And it's out there. You just gotta tap into the right people.
And it's a good story. I don't know for this time of year. It's a nice story to and sit at the theater for a couple of hours and just kind of. A lot of us, a lot of people have read the book growing up,
right? Or been various movies, as recent as the one you're speaking with that was directed by Greta Gerwig, and if you're into a real heartwarming story. It's going to be your kind of show, absolutely.
Because I went to see the movie with no enthusiasm at all, and just thinking I think I would rather just stay at home. But I'll go.
Yeah.
And I was drawn into it. And I think that's good. And that's the kind of show this will be. Just go and have a good time.
Yeah.
Just think, instead of wherever else we can go, let's go to Riverside
tonight. Yeah. And what's nice about it is you're transported for that period of time. You're going back into a more Civil War time and with the set, which is beautifully done by Frank Foster, and the costumes, just stunning, by B. Gable has just done. B was brand new to us for The Sound of Music, and the costumes that have been done for the show are just wonderful. So, you will truly. It's a big win to come and see Little Women at Riverside.
Yeah. RiversideDT.com. Guys and Dolls next. That you're involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when a lot of people have been wanting. I know.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting it for a while too. I mean, denied the rights. Gosh, since back to 2019, 2018, and so I finally got it. And we're gonna. It's gonna look different again at Riverside.
I was just gonna say. I just tried to figure out how are you gonna do this one.
Well, we're creating the atmosphere by making the whole space part of that world, and we'll have a huge, what they refer to as passerelle, that's going to come out on the floor about 12 feet. So some of the seating will be rearranged on the floor setting, because you're going to have a good amount of that extension off of the edge of the stage right into that floor. So you'll be right in the thick of things if you're sitting on the floor on A tier. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be really cool.
It's going to be so. We've got plenty to talk about in the months ahead about that. Mousetrap then is next. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's such a, well, it's Agatha Christie, probably most popular thriller.
Yeah,
it's still, after all these years, it's still running in London. It's the longest running play on the West End. I don't know. I think it started in the 60s. So, it's going to be, and it's a good seller. People are really snapping up the tickets for it.
You did such a good job with Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do Agatha Christie, thriller kind of, whodunit kind of shows really well. So that's why I look at this and think, oh, you'll just, this is going to be, you've done this before.
Yeah. From the physical perspective of the show to the casting and everything, I think Mousetrap is going to be really, really strong. Yep. And people love murder mysteries, so,
That will be good. Sweeney Todd, that's when I know you have really waited for.
Yeah, it's probably what I would refer to as one of the most perfect musicals of all time. People think of it as dark and there's a lot of blood, and not necessarily, you don't have to do it with a lot of blood, but it's such an intriguing story, and there's a lot of mystery in that as well, and the music is just, it's probably Stephen Sondheim's best musical score. We are going to have Chris Sanders in the lead role of Sweeney Todd, and he's going to be amazing.
He's so excited about doing this.
He's done the role about three times, so I can't wait. And a lady from Broadway, Nancy Anderson, will be coming in. Nancy has got a resume like there is no tomorrow, and the number of Broadway shows she's done. And she's going to be playing Mrs. Lovett. So I'm just so over the moon that my two leads, which are those two roles, are probably the hardest roles to cast in music theater, and to have that already done, and then the auditions we're having next week are for all the other roles and ensemble in the show. Yeah, I think Sweeney Todd is going to be probably the next one that people are going to say, "Oh my God, that was unbelievable." Gotta always find the ones that, you know, set the bar, raise the bar.
Yeah.
And if all goes well, that will be one. And people need to come out and see it. I'm really excited that a lot of the people I will see in the box office lobby looking at the poster going, "Oh, can't wait to see this." It's for a period of time, I guess people thought it was too dark and, you know, gory. But if you really, you know, buy into the story and allow yourself to be enthralled with the music, it's a must-see. It really is.
Well, and we talk about this all the time, about just how fortunate we are to have a Riverside here and to have this selection, this many selections.
Yeah.
And one of the things we didn't talk about was the shorter runs have allowed you... The theater is open a little bit, and you're able to have these kind of one night, you know, really specific kind of shows.
We can do some one offs, and it does give our production team a little more flexibility and not racing to the finish line for a next show to open.
Right.
So I think it works. You know, we'll see as the year progresses. But I think it's working well for us, you know, from an audience standpoint. It creates more of an urgency to get in and see the show.
Yeah.
You know, just shortening it to when you say 6 weeks or 7 weeks, as opposed to, you know, in the past shows have run sometimes 12 weeks, you know.
I would have looked at, like, I'm going to see Little Women the end of the week. I would have looked at this and thought, "Well, we'll do it sometime, and we'll shoot for mid-April." Well, by mid-April, it's almost over.
It's almost over. It closes on April 26th.
So, yeah, all people need to do is, all you have to have is see when it is,
right,
and then you just make your plans accordingly.
That's it.
And it also, I guess, too, if you have a shorter run, if by chance you wanted to extend it, you could.
Yeah, it does give you that freedom. Extend it a week. Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, which we almost did with Donna Summer, but the push just was not there to do it. I thought it was going to, you know, because we were hit by the weather during the run of that show.
Yeah, and boy, yeah, the ice and everything.
For 2 weeks there, it was just not our friend, but anyway.
I will say there is nothing more exciting. This, when you mentioned Donna Summer, reminded me. Especially a show like that, where the last half hour was kind of a mini concert,
and
to be in a group, to have an audience that is so engaged,
oh, revved up,
you've got the lights and everything, and you just look around, and that was times that I did get goosebumps just looking at everything and just thinking, this is really cool. I'm sitting in Stafford County. This is happening, and it was a packed house that night.
Yeah,
and there's nothing like it.
Beautiful things. Live theater. I always say there'll never be anything like it. You know, you can sit at home and you can stream all you want. You can even go to a movie theater, but to actually see live people telling a story on stage with live people sitting out there, laughing, crying, being all together. All cohabitating in one structure is just the greatest thing. That's why people love going to concerts. That's why they love going to live theater. It's
you're right, because you could sit there and be watching Netflix and thinking, this is really good.
And I do, it's generally with myself or with a couple other people watching with me.
It's
but
not the same
when you see like a show like Donna Summer. Everybody's up, and even if they're not dancing, they're up at their table, swaying, moving, you know, screaming and yelling. It's a great feeling.
Yeah,
yeah.
And with so many people today, I always think of Robert Biederman talking about give an experience.
Yeah.
And there's no better experience than Riverside.
I agree with you, Ted. Yeah, you're going to have to do a commercial for us.
No Don't get me going on why spend all that money on a Broadway show when you can spend it and see, you know, 4, 5, 6 shows here for what you're spending on one show.
Yeah, and now, you know, coming up very soon, I don't know when the official date is that the Kennedy Center is closing. They say it's only going to be closed for 2 years, but who knows? But
it's a long time.
You know, we're only about 45 miles from the Kennedy Center, so just stay on Easy Pass or whatever, and come straight down here, and you're gonna get equal to what you see at the Kennedy Center, just on a smaller budget. But talent here is just as strong. Yep. So.
RiversideDT.com. Patrick Ahern is here this morning. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern in this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, RiversideDT.com. It's Little Women through April 26th. Get your tickets, and maybe you can join me Friday night.
There you come go.
We can watch it together.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the tournament. You being a New York guy, you just mentioned St. John's. You would be a kind of a, I mean, that would be a good.
Yeah, I mean,
they used to be big back in the Big East back in the day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm an alumnus of Syracuse University,
right.
And of course,
yeah.
Syracuse I think has won 3 national titles. I think so. I'm always a fan of the Orangemen, but they haven't really. I know Jim Boeheim retired.
Yeah, and they've hired a new coach.
Yeah,
well, you know, he used to be a player there.
So I know they're not in the tournament this year. But St. John's, of course, being a New Yorker, and now Rick Pitino is with them, and I mean. I probably shouldn't say this, but I've never been a huge fan of Duke.
No,
you know, they always
either.
Seem to win everything all the time,
yeah,
and here they
you.
Are back on top again. So I'm hoping that St. John's can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love college basketball, and I love the especially tournament time. It's very exciting because some of those buzzer beaters always happen during the rounds, and I'm sure they're in the Sweet 16 now. So
we'll see. And I do like the tournament too, but I'm gonna be at the theater Friday night, and that just proves.
Oh,
I mean,
boy,
that's how you years ago if you had said. You think you'd want to go to Riverside on a Friday night?
No.
Not during the tournament.
No.
I'll see you on another night.
We have to do
it
another time.
But I'll be there. But no, that's how good, that's how Riverside has hooked me in.
See, I got to get you to do a commercial, testimonial. Absolutely. Even the NCAAs can't keep me away from Riverside.
I like it. That is exactly it. But yeah, no, Little Women through April 26th. Get your tickets. I mean, one of the things that I've seen on the website the other day, one of the lines was stories come to life through performance, and that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours, if you're having a bad week, if you're having whatever situation you're in, you just sit there and you just put all of that aside.
Yeah.
And it's just top-notch talent.
You allow yourself to come into the space and turn yourself over for a couple of hours. You'll be amazed how much you're transported to another time, another place, and it's calming. It lowers the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, it just forget your troubles for a little bit. They'll be there tomorrow, and come at Riverside and see Little Women, and I know you're going to love Guys and Dolls coming up, and Mousetrap, and Sweeney Todd, and then
Christmas Carol.
Before you know it, Christmas Carol.
Before you know it, it's right.
The holidays. I just can't believe how quickly it goes. But we love our patrons. We love our fans at Riverside. We would not be there without the people that support us, and now that we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, you know, donations are huge for us now, and we have been doing very well with donors and grants, and you know, so think about donating to Riverside Center. It's tax deductible donation, and every little bit helps in the performing arts.
RiversideDT.com. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Ted.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.